You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. With you cowboy hat, you might be the word. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that will get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Bat and bat, I do the 2K shuffle.
Welcome to the Dribble Drive of NBA Live 18 Shuffle. Nah, it's the NBA 2K Shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. Jump Shot Jesus, a.k.a. J Parr Swish, running around the rec centers and pro-am arenas these days as Mikey Chameleonaire. I've never taken a shot that I didn't like. And with me is the Baron of Boards and Blocks, Blocks and Boards, author of Masturbating for Dummies, Max Ezekiel McDonald. Max, what it is?
It is. I don't really have an answer to that. What am I doing right now? Like, what am I doing?
You are recording a podcast.
That is true. What else am I doing?
You are currently playing NBA Live 18, and that is what this podcast is exclusively about. I'm going to talk about our experiences playing the demo that came out on the 11th, and just some thoughts. And probably negative feedback from Max because he already has it implanted in his body that he hates NBA Live. So
that's not accurate at all, actually. I was a Live guy before I was a 2K guy. Can you tell me what camera view I'm supposed to be using here?
I would go to the baseline high.
Baseline high, okay.
I don't know, man. So I popped in the demo, and visually, it's pretty nice. Essentially, what they do is they put you right into a Drew League game with a bunch of NBA stars, James Harden, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, Giannis, Marcus Cousins, some really, really light-skinned guy that tries to shoot threes. I don't know who he is, but apparently he's in the NBA.
And Steph Curry?
Who is Steph Curry?
Fuck Steph Curry. White-skinned bitch. Push that bitch. He ain't shit. He just a bitch. Shooting up threes. Can't take it to the hole because he a bitch. Bitch on my dick. Yeah, his daughter is ugly as fuck. And his son look like a mutt.
So we start... We start right off playing that, and it gives you a basic feel for the controls, and then when that's finished, you kind of jump into the one, which is like their version of the My Player, where you can scan your face and get right into the game. Now, I'll share with you a little bit about my feelings about the game as it is, and essentially, visually, this game looks really, really, really good. I think that they did a pretty good job, you know, it being EA. Now, I know what a lot of people are going to say is that, you know, hey, EA is exclusive with the Frostbite engine and, you know, blah, 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 which is true. Madden is on it this year. FIFA was on it last year. But this game, unfortunately, doesn't have a Frostbite engine, but still looks pretty good. The arena...
My thing on that is they're probably going to wait and see how much money they can make off this game prior to really developing their system for it.
Probably, yeah. And I think that this still was a continuation of what they were going to release last year and decided not to release. So I think rather than scrapping the whole thing and starting over with a new engine, they just wanted to perfect this the best that they could, which was what it was. I feel that the arenas and the park and everything of that nature look really, really good. It look really, really nice. I'm glad you brought up the camera angle. The camera angle drove me nuts. I wish it was 2K because that's what I'm used to playing on. It still feels kind of... kind of wonky, like I'm watching a third-person thing on TV or whatever. But
the problem with it is that it's ball-centric, so it follows the ball around as opposed to following, like, a player or whatever, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I like that it feels wonky a little bit better.
I will say that I've always kind of been a fan of the way Live moves a little bit better than 2K. Just especially in the past, I always liked some of the physics and stuff. Obviously, it's way different because it's many years later and it's a whole different game. But I'm just saying, on the surface, I'm playing the Drew League opening thing right now. I mean, it doesn't feel at all like 2K, which is both a good and a bad thing. I'll tell you one thing that's driving me nuts already is that I have to hold the right bumper down and press a button to get it to a player, as opposed to pressing the right bumper, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I will say it's way too easy to score inside so far, and I'm playing on, like, the highest difficulty. And
you changed the difficulty, huh?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, because right away I was up, like, 6-0, and I was like, yeah. I like some of the collisions that are going on right now. I think some of that is a lot better than 2K. And the other thing is the, with the directional passing, it shows, like, the line where you're aimed, I guess, to who you're exactly going to pass into, so you never fuck that up. Excuse me for the language, I guess, but...
Right,
oh,
doesn't care.
Live
but I find the
animations feature,
are pretty fluid. Like, I like the contact animations, which I find to be pretty nice.
Yeah, I know. I feel like everything in the game is very robotic, actually, but I will agree with you. I like just the way contact occurs in the game. I like some of that stuff.
Now, when it comes to the negative points of how this game feels, let's just talk about something called shooting. To me, it feels very floaty, very spacey. Like, I don't feel grounded at all. I don't know why. It just doesn't feel...
It's been a pretty common complaint from everyone. It's the shooting. Jeez, LeBron.
Like, the shooting itself, I can shoot everything, and that's just fine. It just feels really, really wonky.
I would say that in the 1 minute I've been playing, but how many minutes I've been playing, LeBron has already had, like, 3 blocks.
I mean, that's accurate. Who did he block?
On my team.
Steph Curry?
Yeah. Fuck Steph Curry. White skin, bitch. I didn't want to say it, though. I didn't say it, but that's who he blocked. Oh! And he just blocked Durant on a jump shot. I've only taken, like, 1 jump shot. I'm going inside a lot, but the jump shooting is actually pretty horrific.
Now, as far as the aesthetics go, I think the Drew League, which is their equivalent of the Pro-Am, looks 100 times better than what 2K's did in 2K17. It looks really, really good. It really looks like that could be a place that exists. Same with the park. Now, mind you, it's not 2K Park. It's still 5-on-5. You know, they're trying to keep that real and in every aspect of how that goes. The one thing I will say is that they put a lot of detail into everything as far as the surrounding areas of the courts, you know, the crowd, the signs in the crowd, you know, especially in the park, look pretty amazing, very, very realistic. Their presentation is great, which I know there's something that Duke hasn't seen yet, but I'm sure he's heard about it. You know, they actually instituted First Take and Skip Bayless and all that kind
of
stuff into the show, which is pretty interesting.
Live presentation is better always. I mean,
you think about the, like, we've talked about that 2K5 and Madden and how their presentation was amazing, and, like, Madden couldn't get it, so it's a little surprising that way, but I kind of feel like they're on the right path as far as, you know, I can tell with this game. I don't like the camera angle thing bothers me the most.
Yeah.
If it wasn't ball-centric, if it was just still, it might be a little bit easier, or if it could be a little higher. In fact, I don't know, because I'm also playing right now just because we're talking about this, and I'm going to change my camera angle to see if any of this
matters. What are you playing right now? Are you playing the Drew League?
I am in the in Rucker Park, bruh.
If you go play a quick game, that's where you see how far behind 2K this game really is. Because the quick game stuff is horrendous. The graphics are terrible. The animations are gross. Everything is just so bad. But it's not my player. It's the one. That stuff's pretty good. I mean, overall, I would say very positive experience, especially some of the progression stuff, some of this other stuff that I've seen and whatnot. But you go play one of those quick games, I think you can only play the Cavs Warriors matchup, but like you said, the Drew League, you look in the crowd, and I'm looking over there, and it's like, those people look very realistic. I mean, way better than the 2K crowd. Granted, I think 2K is going to be a lot better this year with that, but I've always kind of liked some of the stuff Live has done with that. Like, their last game in 14 or whatever, when we were playing that demo and, you know, in one of those parks or whatever, those look pretty good, too. I mean, overall, they've done a pretty good job.
I switched my camera to player lock. It's a little bit more tolerable, but it's still not the same. It's not terrible. Honestly, I think that I haven't really jumped into the different styles of shooting or whatever. Like, I don't even know if you could change that as far as, like, your jump shot and your animations and all that stuff. I'm going to say you can't as of right now.
You can change your jump shot animations, but you're limited to certain things, which I don't really like. Like, not every player can get every jump shot animation, or at least not in the demo. In the regular version, you'll be able to unlock some other stuff, but I just don't know. Presentation, just the menus and shit are just way better, like we've said already, but it bears repeating because EA's are so much better with all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not even so much that they've got, you know, ESPN up in there either, because you can make good graphics and it doesn't have to be like something you've seen before. It just looks very polished, which, you know.
I meant more the in-game menus and everything. Not in-game, but like the menus. When you're in a game, I think some of that's kind of janky a little bit, but...
Well, janky in-game menus, NBA Live.
No, the in-game the menus in the game are good, but the in-game play presentation, some of it's kind of janky, but the...
What would you
say
specifically?
The bottom line, the ESPN thing is pretty good.
Well,
it's just the whole graphics in general and the animations and some of the forced stuff that they do. It doesn't it just doesn't look good, doesn't feel right, I don't know. But it's definitely a different feel than 2K, which I like. I do enjoy this game for what it is. I can't see myself getting this game over 2K by any means. The shot meter is less intrusive, but it's not good in my opinion. But it's not really a fair evaluation because I haven't played enough to really give a valid opinion. Plus, it's just different than 2K, so obviously it's going to feel foreign to me. But
very, very true. I will say that on the side of the shot meter, it does take some getting used to. One thing we did find out, though, when this demo dropped is that this game will be coming out September 15th for the low, low cost of $40. Now, this is smart on their part to get people into it. Essentially, it's going to get you to those places where you can get a little bit excited that you don't have to spend a whole lot of money, but you're going to be... If you're one of those people where price matters and you're going to have to choose between these two games, like Walks and Dogs, Mows and Lawns, because, you know, I'm not ready to endorse this game. Now, if this game was $20, I think it's safe to say you'd buy it, right?
Yeah, people have been saying they should have done, like, a $20 thing like they did Once Upon a Time. I don't know. I still think the lesser price was a good move. Just they could have maybe gone a little bit further with it, but...
Indeed it is. Now, I'm going to jump in most likely to a Play Now game and see how that is. Now, they have a bunch of tips as you wait for loading screens, which is a little bit of a upgrade from 2K. Also, the loading screens don't take very long, which is something that we should probably mention because, well, now granted, they aren't 2K. They aren't, you know, hurry up and wait. And 2K18 is... hurry up some more and wait a little bit longer. However, it's nice to not to have to sit through giant load screens.
Yeah, I would agree.
Which is good. Now I'm getting some pizzazz there. Yeah. Yeah. Did you get to the point where you made or selected your player yet?
I have not selected my player yet. I'm customizing him, which I think I just finished. Now I am literally doing that right now. All right, let me take a look. The other thing is not all of the player types are available in this demo, just to throw that out there for anybody who's going to go download and play it. There are some more types available.
Very, very interesting. What type are you going to try?
I don't know what I'm kind of looking at. I'm really just looking at all of it. I haven't looked at them that closely yet, but I do know that not all of them are in the demo. I get it. That's dumb that they called it that, but that's fine. Most likely, I'm going to be a backcourt defender, because that's just typically me. There's also wing defender, but I don't think... maybe I would... I don't really know, to be honest. What did you pick?
I picked wing shooter, because I like to bomb threes from every which angle.
Not point shooter, huh?
Nah.
Wing shooter. So how tall did you go?
6'6". 220.
Yeah, that's why I'm considering wing defender, just so I can kind of have a closer build to something I might make in 2K, just to kind of compare some things, especially some of the rebounding. Hey, but I kind of want to go backcourt defender because I feel like it's just going to be faster, but you can also replay it, so I guess it's not really a thing.
Just so you know that defender. Their version of Limitless Range is called Way Back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wing defender has a 93 layup and a 93 on-ball defense. Let's go. I want to see what the guard backcourt defender has. 93 dribbling and 93 on-ball defense. Ah.
We all know you're one of those dribble gods. No, shot clock and make everybody crazy.
No, passing. Because, see, passing is different than dribbling in this game, so that's something good that I caught. Because, really, I just want the passing. I don't even need the ball handling like that. See, like, the wing can't get the passing. He can only get the dribbling, but... steal is not one of the... That's funny. I noticed that one of the skills is dunk. So I'm not sure if you don't pick dunk that you can even dunk.
Really?
Yeah, that's what seems to be one of the things in this game. Oh, I guess because they're secondary skills, so it's not, yeah.
I have to complete chapter two, so I'm going to have to do that.
I like that Mike Conley is the example for backcourt defender. So they have player examples for each type. So the point shooter is Steph Curry.
Who is Steph Curry? Steph Curry.
The slasher build is Russell Westbrook. The backcourt defender is Mike Conley. The playmaker is John Wall. Let's take a look at some of the wings and just report some of that. The wing shooter is Klay Thompson. The wing scorer is a DeMar DeRozan type of build. The wing defender is, I think we obviously could guess, Kawhi Leonard. Plays like a big. Let's see. Rim protector is Anthony Davis, which is
weird.
Kind of inaccurate, but kind of inaccurate, but whatever. Stretch big, Kevin Love, and then post anchor is Marc Gasol. That's interesting that Marc Gasol, somebody who was a defensive player of the year just like 3 years ago. No, more than that, maybe. Somewhere in that range, right? Yeah? No? Okay. He's a post anchor, which is the balance, versus rim protector is Anthony Davis. And again, these aren't strict. They're just trying to get you an idea of who they play like. Kind of like 2K did, but except they did a more accurate job. I'm just going to go ahead and go backcourt defender.
Backcourt defender.
Does that mean you're a backdoor lover?
Because if you go... That's interesting. Right. ISB goes down that much. I think some of the ratings in this game are interesting, too.
How so?
Playing around with some of them. Like at 6'5", my maximum seed was 82. Then again, I didn't mess with the weight, which I didn't realize. It was just the average weight. Also, what's interesting is at 6'5", as a backcourt defender, my speed went down to an 82. The starting height for a wing defender is 6'6", and your speed is an 84, so already you have an advantage.
Well, your legs are bigger, so your strides can be longer. I get that.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
For real. I mean, that's the game. You know, it's anatomy, 101. Not me. Your ACLs are a little more tender. Heart in a blender. Watch it spin around till beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous. Then they're through with you. Janet. But this is one of those things where you got to look at what they're trying to do, and they're trying to differentiate themselves a little bit. But like we've been talking about, since the news of this is coming back, is, you know, to us, it's all about, you know, it's what can you do to pull ahead of the crowd? And the thing is, you just gotta have animations that feel fluid and camera angles. And the camera angle drives me fucking nuts, and I hate it. Thank you.
Yep, I would agree.
Yeah. Playing on Venice Beach right now, which looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the background is absolutely just breathtaking with the palm trees and the beach in the background. And it is very sexy. So, kudos to them on that.
I ended up going backcourt defender, 6'5", almost minimum weight. Well, one glitch I've already noticed with live is that the closed captioning is behind the audio by, like, 10 seconds, so it's kind of distracting. Just
they
something that you kind
park.
Of expect from 2K. They have what?
Right? They have refs in the park?
Interesting. Well, they have imaginary refs in 2K's park.
Well, yes. Yes, they do.
Your sophomore year, huh? You start sophomore year in high school? No, sophomore year of college. That's dumb. That was dumb of me.
So, I mean, we're not doing a lot of talking because we're both playing. But one thing is the max notice. Now, you did give them credit, you know, as far as visually being a little bit better than 2K as far as the player models were concerned, if I recall correctly. If I recall incorrectly, please correct me now.
the thing I think 2K, or I mean, the thing I think Live is better in is their ease of access with their menus and such, and like the ESPN bottom line in the game, they have that, which is a huge, I mean, it's something simple, and I understand it's just a licensing contract, but just having something like that really adds to the realism and really makes the game look better, because 2K's scoreboard is atrocious.
Right, but why can't you just make a good-looking scoreboard? I don't understand. You don't have to have a license to make something look good. Like, I agree.
The license that sounds more like an excuse for them. Has license to ESPN. Like, they could simply just make something that looks good.
Why couldn't they just copy TNT at the end of the day?
Yeah. I've noticed that the defending seems much more realistic. I think the defense is a lot better than 2K. As far as some of the, like we said, the contact and some of that. And just, I feel like it's a little too easy to get by the computer, though. But maybe that's just because we're used to 2K and the computer being super, I don't know, just weird.
Dickish.
They even took the celebration control from 2K and that you move the right stick. And the celebration animation is the same one.
And I believe this is Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy in game. Oh, Draymond Green's bitching at the ref. There's a big surprise.
Shocker.
So at the end of the day, I'm just going to tell you guys at home, download the demo, like I said before. Play with it yourself, especially since it's free. And, you know, hey, have some haptic feedback. Let them know what you think of their game. It could be the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life. Because visually, it just may be. But I just made a sweet shot with Jay. All right, Max, you got some closing remarks?
I hate NBA Live. It's the worst game ever. So mad that I played it. It's wonky.
That's pretty good. Did I sum it up for you?
I didn't say any of that, and that's not really my thoughts, but we'll just go with that.
No, so what do you really think about the game? Are you pleasantly surprised? Are you...
No, it's exactly what I expected, to be honest. I mean, it feels, like you said, similar to the other one, or the previous one. I like the way it feels. I mean, personally, I've kind of liked Live better. I mean, I used to like Live better than 2K back when they were both going on strong, but I do like the game. I do. But I wouldn't buy it. It just feels a little too foreign, a little too robotic, and just there are a lot of things that need to be tuned. And not that 2K has such great tuning with some things that aren't broken in game, but there's just a lot of things that really aren't very good. But overall, yeah, it's a good job. Good job, EA.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm doing this play now and everything, too. Like, it looks nice. Like, it's not bad at all. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of potential, man. There's potential, but...
I strongly disagree with that statement, personally.
Have you played the play now yet, or just seen the YouTube shit?
No, I
couldn't play
that.
The play now until I unlocked both stages. So I don't know how you play before me.
Because I have special skills.
Uh-huh. I think you should play it, and then I'll let everybody know that you're still disappointed. Because it's not terrible. It really isn't.
No, it is, though.
It's really not. Look, play it. Like, the crowd out-trumps 2K, hands down. The players look really good on the floor. It's just the animations are just really floaty and spacey. That's my epitaph on this game. Here lies NBA 2K18. Animations are floaty and spacey.
What, you spent a day with a dictionary? Oh, here's my... What was the word I wanted to get into the show today was epitaph. Like...
No, okay, first of all, it wasn't a dictionary, it was a thesaurus. So get your books right, and...
No, you could actually use a dictionary. A thesaurus would be useful as well, but only if you really wanted to...
You asked me what I spent my day looking in the dictionary.
Okay.
I said, no, it was a thesaurus. So,
okay.
All right. Max, you working on any new books that we should know about?
I am not.
Tip your mom, hug your waitresses, and stay mellow. Catch you next time on the 2K Shuffle. Really, really wonky.
I'm out this bitch.